One of the oldest craft beers I remember drink is Pete's Wicked Ale. And then when I was going to college and working tables, waiting and stuff, there was a hotel bar across the street. They had a little refrigerator they used to call Paul's Fridge, and they would just always make sure they had something new and different for me to try. And quite honestly, many moon ago, we didn't have on tap, so I couldn't, never thought about writing down or anything all the beers I've had.
I'm Lynn Davis, founder, editor, and publisher of The Beer Connoisseur, inviting you to download our Beer Buyers Club live stream happy hours and podcast, where we invite beer lovers to purchase highly rated and rare beers and to bring those beers to our live stream show where the brewers themselves provide guided tastings. These unique events allow beer club members to discuss these hard-to-find beers with fellow connoisseurs and to ask the brewers questions in our brewer Q&A segment. The podcast is available on all major platforms. We encourage you to join the Beer Buyers Club for free at beerconnoisseur.com/beerbuyersclub. You will receive weekly e-newsletters detailing the latest beers, live stream events, and podcast episodes. I hope you enjoy today's show. Cheers.
Hi, I'm show host Doug Piper, and before we get into today's show, it's important to acknowledge our beer club partner, Tavor. Want to know how to turn your fridge into the best craft beer bar around? Well, just download the Tavor app and you can easily purchase fresh, highly rated, hard-to-find beer from U.S. craft breweries delivered to your home or business. Also enjoy a $10 account credit after spending $25 with discount code BC2020. Download the app today. Welcome to our show. I'm Doug Piper, and I'm talking with Paul Leshefsky. Now, he's the head brewer of East Brother Brew Company in Richmond, California. Paul's brewing career started with a basic home brewing kit. However, a few boil overs and overly hopped beers later, his wife bought him a kettle, propane burner, but regulated his growing hobby to the garage. After a few years of keeping his friends and family's growlers filled, and numerous charity events, Paul decided it was time to escape his high-tech cube farm and take the plunge into becoming a professional brewer. Graduating from the Siebel Institute, he started cleaning kegs and worked his way up the ranks to become the head brewer production manager at Devil's Canyon Brewing Company, just prior to joining East Brother Beer Company. He is most frequently spotted in his garage brewing and turning wrenches on his motorcycles. Brewery awards include a Bow Pill Silver at the Great American Beer Festival, Oatmeal Stout, the highest rated stout by Beer Connoisseur, his Red IPA number 1 in Beer Connoisseur's Specialty IPAs and top 15 of Beer Connoisseurs in 2019. Now, before we move into Paul's guided tasting and discussion of his East Brother Oatmeal Stout, which is a 96 rating world class from the Beer Connoisseur, we'll begin with Paul sharing with us some of the unique things about his East Brother Brew Company tap room.
We're located here in Richmond, California. We're the northeast side of the Bay Area, just over the Richmond Bridge. We're named after the East Brother Island Lighthouse, which is also a bed and breakfast. To my knowledge, we're the only beer that's ever been served on the East Brother Island. Let's see. So we started off in 2017. I joined the crew in 2018. Introduced a couple of series. We have a lager series and a freighter series, which have been my outlets of creativity and fun. We're tap room for what it's worth. That was just reopening. Yeah, it's been, last year was very exciting for us. We're just trying to do good beer, and having all the accolades come in was a very pleasant surprise.
That's fantastic. Oatmeal stouts are one of my favorite styles, and it's my wife's favorite style also. Maybe you could start to describe some of the details of your oatmeal stout.
So we're not quite crazy on the whole naming our beers things. We call it is what it is. We'll try to get a nice vigorous pour to make the Pope of Foam. Oh, too vigorous. Make the Pope of Foam happy. But you get a nice, very dark beer. There's a little bit of hints of red. If you're out in the sunlight, it's almost like a mahogany. Very nice brown head that's a bit persistent with lots of tiny little bubbles. Aroma-wise, we get some nice, predominantly roast and chocolate. And then when you indulge yourself a little bit, you pick up on the subtle coffee notes. It comes across as a very light-bodied beer, but there's still some mouthfeel and some kind of creaminess to it. It's almost drinking like a mocha. One of the fun facts or fun things about this beer, it actually tastes really good as a beer float. So just drop some of your favorite ice cream in there, and it just makes a really nice, refreshing beer on for the summer. That's a nice pour there. And you even got our logo in there. That's awesome.
It really was not hard to pour. What a head on that beer. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I love head of beers, and it's showing off what the brewers can do and really opens up the beer, releases some of those aromas and flavors, so you can really enjoy it.
I can't wait to give it a try. So that's what I want to do next.
Right on.
Oh, wow. It's nice and silky. Ooh.
Yeah. So we
that is mocha.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mocha is an excellent description of it.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite. I like this beer because we all tend to keep our beers in the refrigerators a little bit too cold. So if you just pour yourself a glass, I have a 3-year-old, so it's not like I can slam a beer like I used to. I'm always chasing her. Through the course of an evening, as it warms up and approaches room temperature, it really opens up and changes the flavor. You start picking up some of those dark fruits hidden in there and a little bit of spiciness. Yeah.
We're in stouts all the time. Man, that beer looks delicious. I wish I had one right now.
It is phenomenal. So tell me a little bit about some of the awards, Paul. The best stout? Wow.
Yeah, we're still a young brewery, so we're still trying to figure it all out. And a couple years ago, we started sending our beers out to reviewers. I'm more interested in the notes that we get back from them. Many of the reviewers are all BJCP judges, so getting something back and learning, I don't want to say from your mistakes, but learn what you're doing well and learn what you're not doing well and improve on those areas. The art of brewing is the recipe formulation. The science is being able to do that same beer over and over again and having it taste exactly like that first batch that you fell in love with. Our approach is we're doing traditional beers. We're not chasing the latest fad in beers. You know, I'll probably never do a hazy, for example. There's plenty of great hazy breweries right here in the Bay Area, and I don't need to compete with that, you know? So it calls into place of what we're doing well. But it was very cool to see our name pop up and to be sitting in the same room with some of these other breweries who are very well respected and very well awarded. It was a shock, and I was like, okay, we're doing something right. Let's just keep doing it, and let's see if we can do it better.
So what's a visit to your brewery like?
Once you find us, we're tucked away in a little industrial park in Richmond. As you make the right turn into our brewery across from the gypsum plant, we're tucked away behind a warehouse. You have to walk down this relatively long path. But once you get here, you lose the fact that you're in a major metropolitan area. We have a little bit of wetlands right across our front door. We have a little bit of a mountain, a little bit of a hill. So we get great sunsets. Doesn't get too hot here. It's nice and cool. Great outdoor seating. We also do something called the Rec League. You know, so we got video games, ping pong, pool, all these great things that you could do pre-COVID. The tap room is situated right next to our brew decks. You'll experience what it is to like to work in a brewery. We've been known to brew well into our tap room hours. So there's no hiding the magic.
Well, with awards like that, I'm surprised you're not hiding some things. So why don't we jump into the questions if you're ready to do that, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. Shoot.
So Gary has the first and most popular question. Paul, can you talk about the water profile for your oatmeal stout?
I'd like to take a brief break and encourage you to join the Beer Connoisseurs Beer Buyers Club and club partner Tavor. Turn your fridge into the best craft beer bar around by just downloading the Tavor app. There you can easily purchase fresh, highly rated, hard-to-find beers from U.S. craft breweries, and they're delivered right to your door. Snag a $10 account credit after spending $25 with discount code BC2020. Download the app today. Join the Beer Buyers Club for free at beerconnoisseur.com/beerbuyersclub. You'll receive weekly newsletters detailing the latest beers. You'll also receive access to both the live stream and podcast episodes of the Beer Connoisseur Happy Hour. Join us today and be our newest Beer Buyers Club member. In our next segment, we resume with Paul Leshefsky, the head brewer of East Brother Brew Company in Richmond, California. He's also joined by three additional brewers, Dave Cole, the co-founder of Sun King Brewing in Indianapolis, Indiana, Dave Witham, the founder and president of Proclamation Ale Company in Warwick, Rhode Island, and Jerry Vietz of Unibrew in Chambly, Quebec, Canada. Now, this segment starts with Paul's answers to a viewer's question on the water profile for his oatmeal stout.
We do add some salts to it. I'm not trying to mimic any particular water style to make this happen. Being in the Bay Area, we get very good water, so we don't have to do a whole lot, but we are adding various salts to accentuate hops or just the process more than I'm trying to do Burton on Trent. I know that's not a good example for this beer, but we're just kind of tweaking a little bit to make it work for us.
I love the balance. What hops do you put in it?
We only use EKG, East Kent Goldings, in this one. So very, you'll find many of my recipes are very tied into history and historical references. All likelihood, a proper English oatmeal stout would be using English ale yeast and EKG type hop.
It's my personal preference.
Yeah, it's every ingredient plays its part, and hops and oatmeal stout they're a supporting actor rather than the main. I'm a malt guy. I love malt. You'll find all my beers tend to be a little malty side, but I love the flavors that you can pull out of the malt and highlight and showcase.
You showcased it here. That was great. Great question, Gary. Chris has the next question. Paul, what's your favorite aspect of oatmeal stout? Is it the flavor, the aroma, or maybe there's another aspect?
I've always been a porter stout guy. When I drink ales, that's kind of what I lean towards. One of my favorite beers is a big Russian imperial stout. So lots and lots of flavor of malt. What I really like about our oatmeal stout is still very approachable. It's not high ABV. It's something you can drink. If you like stouts, you can drink this one year round. You're not going to be overwhelmed by ABV or high residual sugar, thick, viscous, heavy stout. It's always, we're in one of the local sporting venues and I'll be sitting at home watching Untappd and I'll be like, why are we getting all these check-ins from a baseball game? What the heck is going on? It's because our oatmeal stout is being served there right now and you don't think stout as a summer baseball beer.
Eric says you cannot go wrong with fresh EKG, and I'm on that page with Eric.
If I can't go wrong with fresh ingredients in general.
So I have to ask this question. What was the first beer you ever had, craft beer, that kind of said, holy crap, this is what I want to do?
You're going to laugh, but it's also top of mind. Pete Slotsberg's birthday is today, so happy birthday, Pete. One of the oldest craft beers I remember drink is Pete's Wicked Ale. Mm-hmm. And then when I was going to college and working tables, waiting and stuff, there was a hotel bar across the street. They had a little refrigerator they used to call Paul's Fridge, and they would just always make sure they had something new and different for me to try. And quite honestly, many moon ago, we didn't have Untappd, so I never thought about writing down or anything all the beers I've had. But I think if there's so many styles and beers out there, never stop trying. You're going to find there's a beer for everybody, and you just have to keep trying hundreds of beers sometimes to find that one that really speaks to you.
For those people who think they don't like stouts, do you have a recommendation for them, Paul? Sounds like you're pretty much the stout expert.
The irony is my license plate's lager. I wish I had a good answer for that. It covers such a wide variety. I think I do gravitate towards your higher ABV, viscous, barrel-aged stouts. You drink a 20-ounce pour, not at once, but over the course of the evening, you really get to experience that beer on so many different levels. I think our oatmeal stout is a great gateway stout. It's very approachable. There's a preconceived notion that dark beers are heavy and fulling and high ABV, and that's just not true. There's a vast variety out there, and just get down and try them.
Do I remember? I think it was 5.4%.
That's correct.
Very smooth, very nice. We've got a couple more questions there, Paul. Thank you, Chris. That was a good one. Steve is asking, what is the distribution reach of East Brother Beer Company?
We are throughout California right now. We signed on with a local distributor. Our plan was to saturate the Bay Area and slowly expand. COVID changed all that for us. We bought a canning line a little over a year ago. Since we've been able to crank out cans, we've opened up distribution throughout all of California, which is great. I spent a little bit of time in LA, so it's good to get my beer into my friend's hands down there. But yeah, you can find us all through there. And I'm not quite sure where we're looking next. I know kegs are going to come back online soon, and the team's going to be busy very quickly.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, Steve. Good question. Sounds like Steve might be a customer. Chris asks, Paul, is the oatmeal stout your favorite beer to brew? Or is it possibly another East Brother offering?
It's a great beer to brew because it is so aromatic. And when you're drinking your coffee up on the brew deck, it really kind of blends in really nicely. And I love chocolate. I love coffee. So you get that overwhelming aroma from it. Brewing lagers, it's not quite the same kind of aroma profile that's coming from it, and it's usually using a couple of malts and a couple of hops, so it's not very exciting to mill and whatnot. But yeah, it's an interesting question. I might change my mind later, but
how about seasonal? I find we have favorites for different types of seasons.
Yeah, when you're doing lagers, you got 6 weeks or more to wait for them to come out, so there's that anticipation. Our fest beer is about to come out in a little over about 10 days, a week. Yeah, about 2 weeks, we'll call it. So that one's been, I enjoy that one because we use a fresh local maltster. The malt aroma using that super fresh malt is really incredible. And then you're up on the deck for the day and then knowing you're going to have 6 weeks or so of anticipation of like, how's this beer going to taste when it's finished? Yeah.
Paul, in the last few minutes, maybe you can share some things coming up at the brewery we can look forward to. Is there a new release, some improvements at the brewery, something we can look forward to?
Sure. I think we just got a couple 100-barrel fermenters in this year. They're online and up and running. They're going to be dedicated to one beer, which I'm very excited about. Today's Wednesday, so Monday we had a new canning person start, so that is going to relieve a lot of stress from my life, which is good. Which I mentioned, so our lager series fest beer is coming out the second Friday of September. I think I would know my own release dates. I just got an email saying cans are going to be delayed, so my heart rate's up a little bit. But you know,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's minor stress of everything else going on. We're brewing a Tripel next week, so that was going to be released early October, which I'm very excited about. We just reopened our tap room 3 days a week, and amidst of COVID and Northern California, or basically all of California burning right now, we're only allowed to have people outside and with food and just to have people come back, and despite the poor air quality, coming back and forth back to the brewery has been very refreshing and makes us happy. And look forward to opening up a few more days of the week and yeah, just I'm looking forward to get things back to normal or whatever that might be. But I'm just happy to see, really just happy to see people coming back to the tap room and showing their support for us.
Chris says, stay safe to all you California folks out there. And I will certainly echo that comment. And Steve says he's going to have to get his family to send him some of your beer. He must have some family out there in California. Steve, you've got another fan, I think.
All right, on.
Paul, this was fantastic. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've learned all about your brewery. Had the best stout, according to Beer Connoisseur, which is a real treat. It's been delicious to have it and in your nice signature glass. Thank you so much for that. So anyway, cheers. Thank you very much, Paul.
Right on. Thank you. Cheers.
I want to thank you for listening to today's show, and I encourage you to join our Beer Buyers Club by signing up at beerconnoisseur.com/beerbuyersclub. You'll receive weekly newsletters detailing the latest beers and more information on our live stream happy hour events and podcast episodes. We hope you'll join us for the next Beer Buyers Club, as in the Beer Connoisseur.